Brother Gregory, I have been born into Christianity and have always gone to church on Sunday, where we sang songs and listened to the pastor preach his sermon. Did the early church of the apostles operate the same way? And are we still following in the way of Christ today?
The idea that somebody is born into Christianity is assuming that what is posing as Christianity today is correct. Well, with 40,000 different denominations, somebody may be wrong in their interpretation or their pursuit of Christianity. Christianity is, in essence, following Christ, doing what Christ said. Now, as far as what the early church was doing, it was doing things decidedly different than what we see modern churches do. There was very little sermon making. That is really kind of a Greek idea of an orator getting up there and going on and on. I mean, there's only the Sermon on the Mount that Christ had, and that was just a few minutes long. There was teachings, there were conversations, there was interaction, there was healing, there was feeding the needy of society, there was distribution of what was needed for society. And we see in the early church that when you were cast out of the system that was set up by the government of Herod through the temple, which was a system of Corban where there is sacrifice of the people and that sacrifice is redistributed amongst the needy of society, the widows and the orphans, which was the practice of pure religion, the taking care of the needy of your society, unspotted by the world. And that word world is constitutional order or system of government. So it was a system that was using faith, hope, and charity alone and not what the Romans were doing, which was providing free bread through taxation. Through the temples, but the temples were government temples. Yeah, the early church, we have recorded meetings of the early church in Apology of Justin, where they would meet on Sunday. They had Sabbath. Most of the early Christians were Sabbath keepers, at least the Jews were. And so they would have their home meetings and their home gatherings on Sabbath. That was a day of rest. But on Sunday, which was the first day of the week, they would gather. And those that had would share with those that did not have enough. That was the redistribution. There would be bread, loads of food and supplies, whatever they were, that was distributed amongst those who might not have enough. And of course, we see Barnabas and Paul taking aid to different parts of the Roman Empire where Christians were having a dearth and an economic crisis. And that's what the early church was doing. It was the faith emergency ministry auxiliary of Christians. Christians didn't go and apply to the free bread of Rome to take care of the needy in that society, whether it was widows, orphans, or just the poor, or if there was a dearth or depression in a particular area, they would send aid. They would gather up a collection. We see collections made in Galatia and Jerusalem and sent to these different places to help them out. Today, the modern Christian depends almost entirely upon governments that operate very much like the Pharisees and the Romans at that time. And the Romans used to take care of their needy through free will offerings. And the Pharisees used to do the same, but then they moved to this idea, this one purse of signing up to a system where you had to pay in, and that was the Corban of the Pharisees that made the word of God to none effect. In order to enter into those systems, you had to make a commitment, you had to giving in, paying in on a regular basis to this system based on what you produced. That's why they were counting the branches of their Cummins plants and pacing off fields to see how much crops they'd make, because a portion of that had to go in by force of law to these systems and then be redistributed. This was the Christian conflict between Christianity and Rome. They eventually, in Rome, they outlawed private religion, and that was what Christianity was considered as private religion, private way of taking care of the needy of their society. And they were going to compel Christians to sign up to their social welfare program. This was diametrically opposed to the teachings of Jesus. Christians did not do that, and not through the covetous practices of a socialist society, because that would make you merchandise. We see 2 Peter 2:3 telling us that. And that is a great distinction between the early churches. And that, in essence, that taking away from your neighbor is a covetous practice. There's a lot of other things that I encourage people to take a look at, some of the other distinctions between the early church and modern Christianity. They are vast differences.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.